Have there been local elections? I wouldn't know on account of my broadband system isn't working. So I've spent the last 3 days plugging and unplugging, booting and rebooting, snarling, grinding, and telling inanimate objects that they're James Blunt's.
My life is brilliant.
Well, mine's bloody not. Now, obviously, I don't want to personally attack my service provider, and certainly to give their name away on national radio would be very unprofessional. Let's just say that they're British and they work in telecoms. No, I'm afraid I cannot say any more than that. The last thing I want to do is slander them. In fact, from here on, I shall euphemistically refer to them only by their initials. BT. See, all this has come about because I moved house. And what you do when you move house is you organise all of your stuff in advance. Hello, we're moving house, so we will need a new number.
No problem at all.
Isn't there? Are you sure? Because when we got there, the phone worked. Obviously not on the number we'd been given, but it did make calls. That is, until it didn't anymore, after which point it was deemed to be not working and had its name changed from The Phone to The Bloody Phone and two other names that I can't say on Radio 4. So, I called BT on my mobile.
There'll be an engineer in your area 2 weeks on Wednesday.
Oh, will there? Oh, good. I'm glad he's in the area. I'd hate for him to have to go out of his way. Are you sure it won't be any trouble? I mean, I could bring the phone and socket to the top of the road so the fat git doesn't have to get out of his van. They do it on purpose. They drive you to despair.
We are experiencing an unusually high number of calls today. You are currently being held in a queue.
Unusually high number of calls. Right. I phoned 2 days ago and they were unusually high then. I called yesterday, they were unusually high then. Here I am again and they're unusually high today. That's 3 unusual days in a row, making the unusual element the one thing that could, in fairness, be described as usual.
We are experiencing roughly the same call volumes as usual, but can't be asked to do anything about it.
This is what they do, they drive you mad, you see. They only let you speak to an automated machine that can't hear you. This is done so that if you ever get through to a real person, you're already on the verge of hysteria.
For existing BT customers, please press 1. For new customers or to start an account, please press 2.
No.
For billing inquiries, please press 3. For
chitty chitty bang bang,
please press 4.
What?
To speak to an operator, please press the star button.
Oh, thank God.
You are in a queue. We are experiencing unusually high call volumes today.
No! Right, now, onto the broadband. It doesn't work, so I phoned them up. Hello, can you give me the internet in exchange for the money that I've given you?
Not at the moment, my friend, because there is a tag on the line from the previous account.
A tag, right, but it's your line. The account was with you. Take the tag off.
Well, we can remove it 5 working days.
Right, and then I can have internet access.
Then you can order internet access, which then takes 5 working days.
So 10 days in all.
10 working days, sir.
I've just had 3 Polish guys installing an office for me at the house, and one of them came to me last Sunday, this is true, saying, would it be okay if they were there all day bank holiday Monday and possibly stay late until the job is done? Would it be okay? I nearly boiled them some cabbage meatballs.
People coming over here taking our jobs?
No. Doing our jobs. Doing. Willingly. And with an efficient, glad-of-the-work-class smile. So, no broadband for me. Well, I say that. I did have it, briefly. Then it was taken away again. You know, just to make sure that I am turned into the information superhighway equivalent of Gollum.
We want broadband. We want it. Dirty little BTs is takes it from us, but it minds it. Want to research for writing, wants to download fat-ass tuneses from the interweb. It's Mindses. Smeagol wants Google.
I'm sorry, I've been driven insane by BT's ineptitude. BT, if you're out there, please, make my things work. Please, I'll give you money. I don't know, maybe we could work out some sort of billing system where I give you money and you provide a service for me. I know it's crazy, but it might just work. I'm very, very upset. But on the upside, ladies and gentlemen, here's the latest news on David Blaine. David Blaine is currently in a bucket. Now, I'd just like to read these from his weblog, which were very kindly sent to me by a chap called Steve Folland. There's some Americans on there saying things like this. I know you will do this, David. You have that magical aura that so few truly have. Git. I will be there in the city tonight to see you in person. I think you're awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And then various others go on about how wonderful he is. And then there's one that's so clearly from an English bloke, just calling himself Dave. It says, good luck in your attempt. I once sat in the bath for 2 hours, so I know what you must be feeling. I had to get out in the end as I felt a bit of a chill, but I'm sure you'll do better. Dave, whoever you are, wherever you are, you're brilliant. Get wizard, drown. Thank you.